East Coast Breakfast.
Vinesh Sugrim. Good morning, Vinesh.
Hey, good morning, Breakfast Team.
How's it going?
Hey, Vinesh.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's going absolutely fantastic, except for Blue Lagoon. But yeah, everything else is
What's happening
amazing.
In Lux?
Well, it's prohibited. We cannot go and fish. The water is highly toxic. Oh. So stay away, guys. Yeah, sewage, pollution, E. coli. Yeah, so they put a ban, and we should, in to protect our health, stay away.
Oh, snap. Hey, what's in your podcast? Can you give us a taster?
Yeah, well, we are talking all about reeling in the new year. It's the purple patch that's continued from 2024, and it's looking absolutely fantastic. All our reporters are back, and we are giving you the hottest feeding zones. We even touched on what's been going on at Blue Lagoon and, you know, how far we can fish away from there, you know, further up north or down south. But, up north, down south, it is full-on action, and we've got all the species listed and where to go and cast your line.
Wow.
So, Vinesh, we know there's the sewage between the area you just mentioned, right? Is it permanent? Is this ban permanent? That's what we want to know.
Well, no, it won't be permanent, right? And Umhlanga was closed. You know, we have those little balls floating around. So that was closed. Mm. That's open. Those balls weren't toxic. But Umgeni to Blue Lagoon, right? So they're doing investigations. They said it's caused through vandalism and theft in the sewage lines. Yeah. They are repairing those, or the investigation to figure out what you repair. But it won't be permanent. It's just when it's repaired and the water is safe to go and fish or bathing again, that's when they'll open it up again. So I did try and speak to them and find out, you know, can you give us an indication as to when, you know, we could get back on there?
Mm.
And they said, unfortunately, they cannot at this time. It's still very new, you know, very soon that they deep into the investigation. They are doing quite extensive ones at that. However, as it stands, just watch the press, listen to East Coast Radio, wherever, you know, you're getting your fishing news from. And as soon as they know, I'll know, and you will know.
Vinesh, apart from E. coli and poop balls, there is a more pressing issue that Sky and I have.
Yes, 100%. I mean, I saw this on the TikToks. Saltwater crocodiles in Indonesia have learned to pretend to drown, Vinesh. Yeah. What is this world...
What's it coming to?
What is it coming to?
You know, this is why we get so technical, guys. You know, fish are going to university these days. Even the crocs are going there. They're getting too sharp, man. I mean, I have no idea. You know, I just hope it doesn't happen down here, because we've seen plenty of crocs on, you know, while we're fishing off the beach by the estuaries, the river mouths, and they come out to give a bit of a sniff. Let's just hope they're not getting too clever.
Yeah.
You know, keep that intelligence up there.
So there's crocodiles when you're fishing, just...
Oh, yeah, no. You know, especially up at St. Lucia, you know.
Sure.
Even at Blue Lagoon, we've seen crocs out at the rivers, you know. So you've got to be vigilant. You think it's a little rock, you know, just cruising, floating with the current, but you open your mouth very quickly.
That's...
So you got to be careful.
No.
That's it, guys. We need the signs up by our beaches saying, watch out for E. coli, poop balls, and snappy crocodiles.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.